DJX, mobile.
N4 DJC.
KO4 HKX, how are you doing today?
How are you?
Making my drive across town for a few minutes, but I'm getting ready to go behind Paris Mountain, so I may get a little scratchy.
We're going to get some rain today, but it didn't look like it here. Sun's out, and we might have got a tiny bit last night, but yours just terribly dry this week. Hopefully we'll get some rain before the weekend, but it looks doubtful on this far south anyway.
I'm at the house this morning, just real light when I left, and then it's rained over in Easley a little bit this morning, too.
Of it right now, I guess, but anyway, that's just the way it is. But hopefully drive back home for you won't be bad this afternoon.
Not much. It is what it is. I can't do anything about it, so just deal with it as it comes.
That's just the way we have to water my lawn, some of your crap to let it go dormant, except for the little bit of side I put out. See that little green grass growing where the G-Power landscapers came out here and fixed it up for us where they trenched for the line, so hopefully I can get enough of a root system down there so it won't wash away when we start doing. We do have some more rain.
But I'm hoping we get a little bit of rain, just not all at one time.
Sure. A gully wash wouldn't do us any good. All it does is just wash away on the hard clay soil. It just washes away and goes somewhere else, back into the lake, down the hill, or back into the lake, I guess. If I had a question I was going to ask you, then evidently I forgot what it was. I heard, I can't remember now. Well, my mind's, next time I hear something, I just have to write it down so I remember it, I guess.
Jerry, I have that same problem, so don't feel bad.
You're not at that point yet, thankfully, but I am. But anyway, I just wanted to shout out there and see if I was getting in the machine okay or not. I had to send my Fusion radio back in there, so I sent it back in there, sending me a FT5DR back. I'm gonna have a go at it again. I think I like that one. Plus, it's got some features that the 200 didn't have. Definitely, APRS is a little better setup on it.
We know how you like that radio. Still haven't been able to make up my mind.
I don't really. Well, to be frank with you, the display's better on the 5DR. And you can work, with Fusion, you can get into DMR instead of having to have an open spot. And the 5 also has some features that some of the others don't have. You can go into Wires X mode and even through a hotspot and change one radio, which you cannot do on the 300 and the 200 above all things, which is crazy to me. And that kind of puts it in the same line as D-Star, where you don't have to go into the, on D-Star, with a D-Star radio, you don't have to go into the dashboard, the hotspot to change the reflector. Well, it's about the same way with a 5DR. You don't have to do that either. And plus, it's got APRS. That APRS works fine for D-Star. I mean, I'm not going to get rid of my D-Star radio. I like it. But I'm going to. I really think I'm gonna have to go with both of them. Plus the 5DR, it's about $200 cheaper, which is, that's a big deal.
It's at least $200. I just can't figure out for the life of me why ICOM won't put APRS in the radios.
Mischief, but they just never embraced. Kenwood was probably the first ones to embrace APRS. And one thing I've noticed, Patrick, and like I said, I like my ICOM stuff, and I've used ICOM and Kenwood and Yaesu. I probably use more Yaesu than I have anything over the years. HFN handheld. But one thing that ICOM seems to make their, they seem to make their design their radios primarily for the Japanese market and then sell them in the American market. I mean, at least the last 10, 15 years or so, this D-Star thing, you know, there was a patented thing. They had it set up so anybody could use it. Of course, every radio manufacturer wanted to have their own thing, and the only one that didn't fall into that trap was Kenwood. And Kenwood's always built radios for the Japanese and for the American market. They've catered more to the American market because a lot more hams there. And when they came out with the 74A, you know, they incorporated D-Star into it, which is kind of odd, but yeah, you know, but they also had 220, which is, you know, we're the only country in the world that uses 220. So it's just a, you know, I always like Kenwood's approach to it, but, you know, they just, they seem like they're, I don't know whether, you know, I don't think they'll get out of the amateur market, but, you know, they're not, they're just not producing any radios to mount anything right now than HF.
Is Jerry, why Kenwood doing that?
Before, I know the president of Kenwood, American Amateur Sales real well. I've known him for 25 years. I couldn't get much out of him, but, you know, they used Kenwood in their D-Star radio, in their D-74A. They use a vocoder than ICOM or any of the other ones use, and that vocoder is not, it's impossible to find right now. You can, that's one of the things that was, you know, that held up some of the production, some of the other cross mode, like the, you know, for instance, like the open spot. But, you know, that, you know, they've got a vocoder, you know, the vocoder in that thing is similar, but, you know, it's like a second or third generation vocoder Kenwood used in the 74. And their other radios weren't, you know, they were always priced a little higher. They weren't selling that great anyway because they hadn't been brought up to date. But Kenwood tends to keep a product in production for a real long time compared to other manufacturers. I couldn't get anything out of them. It's just a guess right now.
It's because I really like my Kenwood radio. It's a real simple to use, is what I like about it, and it just works.
The one you guys, probably one of the best ones they ever made as far as being simple. The D-74A is extremely complicated radio that people have a lot of difficulty programming, and it's just got so many layers. They just pack so much into it. It's just it's really complex. A lot of people just don't want to fool with them. The only other thing, the only other problem I've got with a D-74 is it's not real. It's not a, you know, if you held one in your hand and compared it to like an ICOM 52A or a ZAZ-5D, it doesn't feel as solid. I mean, it's just not the battery fit on it. It's a little loose, and it just seems more delicate, you know, as far as the radio itself. It seems, you know, it doesn't have a, you know, I wouldn't want to get it out of the range, but the charging circuit, the internal charging circuit in it too is a problem. It's just not, that's something that the engineers overlooked for some reason or another. It's not a great setup. You really need to have a drop-in charger to get the full use out of it. Otherwise, it's real easy to burn a board up if you're using
having some of these manufacturers went to use C and just where you can charge, like, I think the ICOM 5200 or 52 went to the Micro Mini anyway.
And I talked to, matter of fact, I had a conversation right now about the guy at ICOM about that, and he said there's some things, you know, to do with the C as far as charging, so they're not real sure. Engineers in Japan didn't want to go that route right now. They may at some point in the future, but there was something to do with the charging circuit that they had to totally redesign it, and they weren't willing to do that at that point in time. But also, you know, nobody else uses it, Patrick, and there's some reason why. But I'm not an electronic engineer, so I can't tell you why they couldn't or why they don't want to do it. But I think it's mainly just the cost of charging and that sort of thing. And also, they require a lot, you know, radio requires a lot more voltage and then it's hard. I mean, the rumble capacity and other things do, but it's probably just, you know, the Japanese are pretty stubborn. I worked for a Japanese company for 15 years. They're really stubborn about changing things. They may have a solution, but it's like three steps down the road from what they're using currently.
To a certain extent, you don't want to deal with the warranty and the changes because it all costs money. But at the same time, if you don't keep up with technology, you fall behind.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, USB-C would be a lot better than, you know, they use the micro USB now. And those, you know, those USB ports are not very, they're not very durable. They'll only stand up so much use, and then they're going to fail. When they fail, they're not that easy to, I don't think they're that easy to run yourself. With all this surface mount technology, I don't know how difficult it would be to do that. And I think that's kind of a weak point in USB charging, you know, especially with the micros. And, you know, it's a real delicate charging situation. I never charge one. I just drop what I do.
KO4HKX. I deal with the micro mini charging problem daily. A lot of our products are still using that, but they are slowly moving away from it to the USB-C, or some of them are moving past it and going completely away from cable charging and going just to the QI charging, where you just, like your cell phone, you just lay it on a pad and it charges it.
Yep. How are you, Keith?
Alright, Patrick, do I sound any better?
100% better, Keith. I mean 100%.
Amen.
So that's definitely a mic problem. I got to thinking about it, and the CS800D uses Kenwood, so you can actually run a Kenwood desk mic on a CS800D, so I pulled out my CS800 hand mic and plug.
So, I mean, I've never heard you sound this good on the radio.
Good news. I think I'm going to take the Kenwood mic is a much nicer mic. This one is a DTMF mic, but it don't have the additional buttons for doing functional stuff on the radio. So I'll probably take this one to work and get the connector changed out.
Sounds great. I mean, your audio is way up from what it's been in the past.
It's good to know that the problem is successfully diagnosed now. Go ahead, Patrick.
I can even hear you in this truck with that's a huge improvement.
He was talking about it earlier that he couldn't hear me. I reached up there to unplug it and noticed it was loose feeling. And when I plugged this one in, it was a lot more secure. So I think changing out that RJ45 would be the ticket on this one. Over.
But Jerry and Keith, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to say 73s for now. Jerry, good to talk to you today. I always enjoy our conversations. And Keith, good to hear you. I mean, really good to hear you on the radio. KO4HKX, I'm clear. 73's got it.
See you, Patrick.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, Jerry, I'm successfully up and running on D-Star now, too, so.
I'll have to. I'm set up on a Fletcher 55 right now. I've got a picture net going on later on this evening. I'll swap back to 30 Charlie and keep an eye out for you. Because I've got one of those next gen 5 stars, and it's you know, I can pull it up on my computer screen and, you know, the dashboard and give an idea of what it does. But did you try the echo test on 30 Charlie yet?
Last night, just using 30 Echo, and it sounded good. So I'm hoping that holds up. And yeah, I've got the connector defaulted to 30 Charlie, but I was playing around last night and figured out how I can change reflectors through the radio, so that's convenient.
That's one of the things, one of the things I noticed about the 5DR, I hadn't got it yet, but you can change, even with Fusion, you can change the rooms on Fusion through the radio with a hotspot, which you can't do on some of the mobiles. There's an exception to 400 mobiles. You can't do it with the new mobile radios. So I don't know why they do that. Man, that's kind of nutty, but regardless, though. Yeah, you listen to it for a while like it is. Sometimes you'll run into something that can be pretty busy, but it has a lot of dead space in it, too, like some of the reflectors. And there's some that are just rag sheet reflectors. I think reflector one is, one, Charlie, it's in Atlanta, based out of Atlanta. This is kind of worldwide reflector, like 30 is.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was playing around with it. It's been like probably 3 or 4 nights ago now, and wasn't having much luck at it. And I tried something, and I just keyed up on 30 Charlie and threw out my call sign. And my first D-Star contact ever was a fella in Auckland, New Zealand. So we talked for a minute or a few minutes, and so yeah, it confirmed it was working. And I've called for you a couple of times, and I just hadn't been able to catch you on there yet.
And I was kind of busy Sunday and yesterday, too. I wasn't on the radio much at all. Yes, I haven't been on the radio much at all up until today, really. And I've been busy with some other stuff. And we got to drive over to Greenville tomorrow and pick up the grandkids, and they're going to spend the night with us. Thursday night there, I'll schedule on Friday. So if I can get on D-Star pretty easily, since I can do that with handheld, I won't have to get up to the computer. I'll keep an ear out for you, though, and we'll find a spot. But it's interesting. Like I said, it's, a lot of people don't care for it, but for me, it's just one way where I can talk to people that I won't really be able to reach, since I don't have any HF capability. But regardless, anyway, I'm glad to hear you and see what you think about it. It's a little different than DMR is. To me, it's a little more organized than Fusion is, but I may just be on an American link.
I don't have much experience with either one of them. I had the original open spot. I've got a profile on it for System Fusion, but I never used it a lot. I got it set up and talked on it a few times, and just to, kind of like I was talking about, just to test it out and make sure it was working, and hadn't went back to it yet. but yeah, I've been on the new open spot. I've been kind of switching around. I'll leave it on 3100 on DMR for a while, and if it gets quiet, then I'll switch it over to the D-Star. Listen to that a while, and I'll go back the other way. So that's about the way it goes. And and I noticed you hadn't been around the last day or two. I wasn't sure if you was out of town or just like things get every now and then, had other stuff to do and not on the radio.
That's kind of it. When the grandkids over here, I don't have much time to get on the radio. But I can step outside with phone D-Star. I can step outside on D-Star and don't have any problem if I'm running it on super low and don't have to worry about that. But I'm anxious to do the 5DR again. I had one once before, and this has been when they first came out, and I didn't have a hotspot then, and I still have my keys, but since I got rid of it, I'm still getting, kind of fired back up on APRS again. So we'll see how that works out. It's a little easier, that APRS implementation at all. And with a 5, you can run the APRS in the background while you're on an AVFO on either, Fusion or a hotspot or, analog.
to me, that's almost a must-have feature. And I do the same thing here as I'll usually, when I'm on DMR anyway. I hadn't set it up on the D-Star yet, but I have, you know, whatever talk group on the AVFO, and then I'll have APRS running the digital APRS through Brandmeister on the beat. So you can still continue to talk and APRS not get in the way.
Heard y'all talking about the other day, yesterday, might have been yesterday, I think it, maybe, I don't know now, no, it might have been this morning, you and Chad were talking about some stuff, and I was going to tell you how much better your radio sounded, and I don't think I got up here in town. It must have been about time for you to get back to work, I guess. But I noticed that I thought you might have been on mobile or something. It sounded so much better.
I said something to Dave, and KN4CHY, sync up with the repeater. I said something to Dave, and he couldn't hear me. And I discovered here in the last week or so that I could pull the mic cable out and plug it back in, and usually solved it. So, and then when I did it today, when we were talking earlier, I noticed it being kind of loose feeling. It wasn't as tight as a RJ45 normally is, and kind of confused why that's the case. But yeah, and then I thought about it in there a while ago. It's like, wait a minute, we use the Kenwood mic. Let me try that.
Let's see. We'll use that same mic here on the 17 and on the B71. And I didn't have that trouble with 17 because I didn't use it. You know, I used it more on APRS than anything, but the other one I did. And it was a very typical issue we came with him. And this doesn't matter whether it's mounted on the side or in the front. It's what it is. But yeah, I would say well known, but it's a fairly common issue with Kenwoods from time to time.
I did see, as I was searching for a mic a little earlier, I did see one of the places was they didn't have them. It was discontinued, but they actually sold the mic pigtails to where it was just flying leads on the mic end and then the RJ45. Yeah, and I don't know what kind of history this radio had in it. I think Dave said he had it set up as a base also, but it just seems to me it's a fairly long mic cord, but it seems to me if you've got a remote mount transceiver, you should, and I think we've talked about this before, you should be plugging your mic into the head unit, not into the transceiver.
I'll do that. It's Dutch. The ICOMs do too, I believe. The like I said, the newest 200, 300 gauges, you can plug one into the side, but it's got to be that photo mic, and it uses a USB, which is, again, not my idea of a good idea. They say, well, we've listened to people, and they said, want it this way. I said, no. I said, anybody's got any sense wants a mic to plug into the, it's got a remote, to plug into the remote display. I mean, it can't be that hard, I don't think. I mean, surely not.
I would not think so. And speaking of USB, going back to what Patrick said, I don't see why they don't move over to USB-C because, if like chargers that had power delivery capability, you can get 5, 9, and 12 volts out of that one connector. So that would be almost prime for ham radio. Yeah, it's not going to push the 13.8 that we're accustomed to, but you could still use 12 volts, and the engineering behind it, that may be some of the unknowns that they're not familiar with and would have to spend a lot of time on figuring out how to do it. Or
they're more than familiar with it. They just, I worked for a Japanese machinery manufacturer for 15 years, and I can tell you that they do things very slowly. Most of these companies, they have this mindset where if they want to upgrade a piece of equipment or a piece of machinery or whatever, they've got A, B, C, and D. D will solve it, but they don't want you to go to D. They want you to go B, C first before they go to D. I've encountered that several machinery manufacturers over the years, and they just, they have a solution to it, but instead of going directly to C, it's like, we don't, they just don't want to do certain things. Now, like I said, I don't know why. It can't possibly be expense unless it's something to do with the amount of room they have in there to do that. I just don't know. Or maybe it requires, I just don't know. I have to be sure and ask my brother-in-law about that, because he works on that kind of stuff at Georgia Tech. So I'll have to ask him why they won't do it. He'll probably say the same thing, they just don't want to do it. But it would be nice. And not only that, I said, the C is a much sturdier connector than a micro USB is, in place you can't orient it incorrectly.
I was about to say, and you don't have a 50% chance of getting it wrong every time, every single time. Anyway, I got to get back to work. I heard y'all in here, and it's close enough to break. Figured I'd come in here and test out the new old mic.
Keith, it sounds absolutely, I wouldn't even say night and day. I said it's just like a different, it sounds like you, but the audio is up where it needs to be now. There was something, because I said, man, I said, you run a power, that's exactly what it was, and it just sounds so much better. It's just no comparison whatsoever. But good talking, good afternoon, 73 in Georgia chat, KM4CHY, N4DJ Seeclair.
Yeah, this makes me want to do another simplex test now, since I got a good mic. The next thing I'll probably do is probably drop power levels down and see if I can still get in okay. Anyway, good talking to you two, as usual, and we'll catch you a little later in 4DJC, KN4CHY. Clear and go back to work.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, on a radio check.
Quieting into the repeater, K5WLL.
KK4TRJ. Kilo Kilo 4TRJ.
Okay, KK4TRJ. This is KA5WLL. The name here is Leroy. Over.
Coming back. Name here is Vince, and got a new front from a radio. I can finally read it now. I'm just trying to check it out. Thank you so much for coming back. KK4TRJ.
All right, sir. You're definitely making the trip from Cowpens up to Caesar's Head. So I'm down here in Greenville near 385 and 291 Exchange. Mobile currently, so you're making it in. I'll say 7-3 for now, KA5WLL Mobile.
I appreciate it. KK4TRJ is clear.
WLL KO4 CKK.
KKK if I did WLL.
What's that, Burley Roy?
How are you doing today?
I'm perfectly happy the lark. You know it is, right?
What's the name?
Mark.
Okay, Mark. Yeah, I just got back from the VA clinic. I'm heading towards the house and had to get some ears checked. They want to do a hearing test on me.
Some of your sit behind the console will probably do that to you.
Yeah, they said I had some decrease in the right side, and but the left side's not too bad yet.
That's where you wore your earpiece.
Right, that's exactly where I wore it. That and 15 plus years of artillery and rifle noise and pistol noise and just radio noise in general. I'm sure it's going to happen one day or the other.
Yeah, that was my second thought as well. Is between the two, yeah. At least you can still hear, man. That's what's important.
Right. That's right. They said it was a little bit of degrees, but I need to come back. They want me to come back in 6 months just to check the baseline.
Well, good. Good news. So I heard you on here and want to pass along. As of last Friday, I am no longer affiliated with the Sheriff's Office.
What are you doing now?
Same job, same county, working for emergency management now.
I hear you. Sounds good. So we'll have to get together one of these days off the air and talk.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll play catch up. But one of the things I'm glad I got to hear you. I've already started working with Thomas in our office, and as you may have heard or may not have heard, the emergency management office is somewhere between now and early next year. And we are bringing back the auxiliary program as strong as we can get it back this time.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to let me know when you do that. It's about time they moved out from where they were to a better, bigger, and hopefully better location.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to. I've heard rumor there's a tower back there. I don't know what it is going to be to it, but something I'm going to check out when I get the opportunity. But Thomas, I think I've met him before, but now I've met him and works in our office part-time. And, of course, I stay in contact with Robert Webster off and on. But I know there's guys like you out here, and I definitely wanted to get with you before then, so I'm just kind of dropping a bug in your ear right now. Because I thought I could count on you and possibly.
Definitely. Yeah, like I said, we'll have to get together one of these days over a beverage and talk.
Absolutely, sounds good. I don't have any great concrete plans right now, but that's why I want guys like you to what can we make it work? What can we do with it? So we've got lots and lots of toys now, and they're very willing to let me continue to grow the equipment we've got.
Good to get amateur radio back involved in that, too. Anyways, I've still got the same cell phone number if you want to give me a call one day.
All right, cool. I appreciate you doing that. And I have the same cell as well, so nothing changed there. And I actually started officially Monday with emergency management, but I'm out on COVID this week.
What a way to start it off. Anyways, I'll let you go. I'm driving up Wade Hampton now. You know how that goes.
Good to talk to you. It's KO4CKK73U, clear.
73, KA5WLL, mobile 4.